This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
I'm just excited to be on air with you because this time last week I was coughing my lungs up.
Yes, you were.
And on the this is how I know I'm going to be okay, Jade.
Yeah.
On the drive down to Different Strokes, I normally have music on. I'm normally singing.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I can sing and if I can hit the Whitney notes.
Okay.
Which Whitney herself nowadays can't do.
Yeah.
If I can hit the Whitney notes, I know I'm going to be all right. You know, I was just driving. I'm like, the voice is back.
Yeah.
The voice is back. You know, I'm just like, yes. So everything's going to be all right tonight, Jade.
Okay.
And you know what? It was really funny seeing your expression before because tonight I'm going to review the brand new Christina Aguilera album, Bionic. And I kind of passed the booklet to you before and you were leafing through it.
Yep.
And you kind of leapt from your seat.
Yes. Yep. I saw Christina's kitty.
You saw Christina's kitty.
Yes. I wasn't expecting it.
It was like page three, like open the booklet, bang, Christina and her woohoo and her kitty.
Yeah.
Just right there in the middle of the page.
Was that two Christinas together?
I think so. Yeah. So the new album, it's a bit randy. She's a bit more sexually aggressive now, more so than ever, I think. So we'll be talking about her new album, Bionic, and we'll be doing an album in a blend so you can listen to a couple of tracks from the new album as well.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Jade, you're going to talk about gay clubbing.
Yeah.
Why? Aren't you the socially awkward one here?
I am totally the socially awkward one, and that's why I'm so qualified to talk about gay clubbing, right?
Yeah, so you've been immersing yourself in a scene.
Yes, it's been a long-term research project for this show, Dave. I've been doing it just for this show, going out and seeing what's out there, basically.
How noble of you.
Oh, well, you know.
Taking it to the streets.
I bleed for this show, I really do.
Yeah, you've worn heels for this show.
Yeah.
You've worn a blonde wig, you've caked on bronzer and foundation.
Yep.
And now you're going to talk about your experience gay clubbing with us and, you know, a couple of our friends. So can't wait to hear that. But later on in the show, I'm also going to be talking about this thing called geocaching. Geocaching.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what that's about. All I can say is it's what people call a high-tech version of hide and seek using GPS.
I think I've seen some of the little things around.
Yeah. So geocaching, I'll be talking more about that. So if you're a fan of outdoor activities, if you're a fan of hide and seek and you like to get geeky with it, this might be the activity for you.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, geocaching sounds totally butch.
It sounds really butch, it sounds really geeky, and worse, Jade, it is outdoors. So, you know, it wasn't my idea, and there's no way in hell you're going to convince me to do this.
I would totally do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Me
and your boyfriend need to go on a date, I think.
Oh, yeah. You and my boyfriend, you and my man out in the woods.
Yeah.
Sounds really nice. Yeah, I'm going to really go for that. But in the meantime, let's quickly address this SMS here.
Yes. aunt has texted in David, and he would like to know when the Alejandro video from Lady Gaga was being released. He said, I'm asking you because you're a pop guru. Your reputation precedes you.
We should just meditate on that. But no, okay, just very quickly, just a bit of a segue. Lady Gaga's Alejandro video came out this morning here in Australia, and you can find it all over the interwebs.
Yeah.
I've blogged about it as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're all on top of it.
Go to our blog and you'll find Dave's blog.
Yeah, you can watch the video there as well, but you know, make sure you get popcorn ready because it's a long one.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't watched it.
No, that's okay, Jade. You catch up eventually.
Yeah. When they're playing it on the dance floor at some club, I'll hear it.
Yeah, you hear it there.
Yeah.
But okay, geocaching. It's a bit funny that you brought up my boyfriend because he was the one that suggested this.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, he was saying something like, oh, wouldn't this be fun? This thing called geocaching where you basically go online, you go onto a geocaching website. So basically what it is like I said before, it's a high-tech game of hide-and-seek
mm-hmm.
where you grab your GPS and you go on a geocaching website, you go through their listing, mm-hmm. to try to find items out there. And it can be in Australia, it can be anywhere in the world.
Yep.
There are apparently over 100 countries involved with geocaching. There are people playing it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you go on their listing website, you try to pick an object or pick a location where you want to find something.
Yep.
Okay. You grab the coordinates of that object with your GPS or whatever it is device that you use to navigate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You go out there into the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not always out in the woods, Jade. I mean,
I'm sure that I've seen stuff around the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can be stuff in the city. And apparently there's one in Melbourne Aquarium.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, people have hidden stuff all over the world and it's your job to go find it. So that's the point of the game. And you too can hide stuff and you can post it online as well for other people to go find it.
Mm-hmm.
So it all sounds like fun, right? But the idea of grabbing coordinates and using GPS, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
I'm a very instinctive driver, Jade, let me tell you. I don't use GPS.
Yeah.
I use Melways.
I don't use GPS either.
No, I've heard too many horror stories about people getting lost because of some signal mm-hmm. muck-up in a city. I don't want to put myself in that position where some...
You don't trust the computer.
I don't trust the computer. Mm-hmm. No. So this whole thing has just got me thinking, all right, if I can use the old school map to try to find this, maybe I'm up for it. But, you know, some people might think this is fun, the idea of going out, trying to find something. And there are lots of different types of challenges and different difficulty levels as well. So it's not always very straightforward. There's some that's meant to be easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you and, you know, meant for families or something like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
people just going out and try to find it. Now, the thing about geocaching is that most of these, in fact, I think all of them are meant to have a logbook in it.
Ah.
So when you find it, you're meant to register yourself there to say you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bigger containers can contain other goodies in there where people can swap as well. Things like Rubik's Cube or, I don't know, something little like Kinder Surprise. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
So, it you know, you get to walk away with something there as well. And you might want to swap some stuff in there as well.
That sounds good to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You would do it?
Yep. Get your boyfriend to call me.
Okay, baby, if you're listening, you need to call Jay. She wants to go out geocaching with you. It sounds like, maybe I'm a bit prejudiced, but it sounds like good geeky outdoor fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good getaway and maybe it's a good team sport thing.
I think it'd be good team building for you and I to do it, Dave. Yeah.
You know that episode of Parks and Recreation where they all go out hunting, like duck hunting?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
I think this will be a safer alternative for a workplace outing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's workplaces everywhere who are getting on this stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want more information, go to geocaching.com.au. If you're in Melbourne, gee, there's plenty of it around Victoria. There's apparently a cache in South Bank. There's a couple of them out in Harlem. Wangaratta, I'm not going that far. I'm sorry. I think I'll go for the one in Melbourne Aquarium.
Okay.
Culture. The attitudes and behavior characteristic of a particular social group. Welcome to Different Strokes Culture. Taking a look at society through the eyes of the camp and the geek.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, to be honest, the only reason I'm doing this segment right now is so I could hear that intro.
I hate that intro, Dave.
I love the intro.
I'm going to get that changed one of these days.
It just makes me smile. It's so good.
In any case, look, what makes me smile, Jade, is seeing you on the dance floor cutting up some rug.
Yeah.
We have an SMS here from Andrew, our friend, who says, Jade is the best dancer. At the gay clubs, Jade gets more attention, more boy attention than anyone else. Love going out and cutting loose with her.
Aw, thanks, see? Andrew.
Real life testimonies flooding in now. It's like the Christian network. You know, we're getting all these testimonies.
Yeah.
So, Jade, I'm really surprised because when we first started doing this show all those years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's commonly known that I'm the, you know, one who loves going out every Saturday night
mm-hmm.
out clubbing, and you're the one who's more, I don't know.
I'm a home snuggler.
A home snuggler, yeah. It's just, but something happened the last few months where I'm just seeing you more and more out on the dance floor with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's, you know, I feel that you're just coming out of your shell there.
Yes.
And it's amazing seeing you dancing because you're just so loose and you just love having fun. So what is it like coming out gay clubbing with us?
Dave, even in our original promos and stuff that we used to do for this show, I even said, I can't dance, right? Mm. And I've got no rhythm. Mm. Two things have happened in my life that have sort of proven that maybe those two things weren't true. Number one is I started drum lessons.
Oh, so you got your rhythm through drum lessons?
Yes. Well, when I started playing drums, the first thing that I told my drums teacher is, I've been told that I have no rhythm, you know, I'm just warning you up front, I've never read music before, I don't know what I'm doing. And after like two lessons, he was just like, I don't know who told you that, but they were wrong.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jade, you're going to Sydney.
Yes. And I hadn't, and the second thing that happened was I'd never even really tried to dance before until my birthday last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was crisising, let's just say,
mm-hmm.
about getting older.
Aww.
And my boys decided to take me out dancing and I just went and it was like...
And you were open?
Yeah, I
went. You went on the dance floor?
Yes. Well, because you can't...
Let the music move you.
Normally, so what had happened normally is I would kind of stand, I'd be what I'm calling a lurker.
A lurker?
Yeah, so you know...
Like a wallflower?
Yeah, you know what, like when you go out to clubs, there's like people who kind of lurk around the edge of the... Of the dance floors.
Oh, yeah. Well, I go to seedy nightclubs sometimes, so yeah. Lurking has a whole different meaning to it, Jade.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to go with the, like, that's what I'm going to call them for now. But they're basically hanging, they skirt the dance floor. And
they're not in
watch.
The middle. They're not in the middle. They're kind of standing towards the edge of the dance floor.
Yeah, and they're not dancing at all. You know, they kind of might do a bit of, you know, shoulder movement.
Shoulder movement, maybe a bit of shuffling left to right.
Yeah, it's not very pronounced at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would normally be my area.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened is I go out with a group of boys.
And we like to throw it down.
Yes. And there was this moment where everyone kind of embraced me into the center of the what I'm calling a group groove. And
a group groove. Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah, well, because like it's like there's, you know, there's all these. So I kind of tried to break down the different types of, I don't know, people or situations that were going on in a club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a group groove is like, I think they're like a group of people who come together and they dance together and they can create a bit of like dance floor traffic because they like to sort of stick together.
Oh, then, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There's always a group groove on the floor though. If you look closely, whether it's a bunch of threes or groups of five or six, they always kind of form a circle around themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're talking about that circle.
Yes.
So that circle for you is your group groove.
Yeah.
And usually there are some handbags or jackets in the middle of the groove.
There might be, or there's some sort of person doing some sort of action.
Oh, okay. So the feature dancer is in the group groove center.
Yes.
Okay, I get you now.
Yeah, so there was a group groove going on and that was the start of it.
So that's what got you into it.
Yeah, and then I was like...
My main concern is, Jade, anyone that listens to Different Strokes know that I'm the one who pushes the pop music on here.
Mm-hmm.
You like your indie music. You like music to snuggle to.
Mm-hmm.
How do you cope when there's Lady Gaga, there's Christina Aguilera, there's Beyonce on the floor?
Well, see, this is the other thing that I kind of I found. There's kind of... you've got to kind of determine what your the type of dancing or music that you like to listen to determines what venue you go to, right? And there are some indie venues, you know, or nights or whatever around town, but I've actually taken to pop nights, funnily enough.
Okay, can I just say, with those indie nights that you mentioned, do they have music you can dance to, though?
They do.
Are they like bar music?
No, they have music that you can dance to.
I don't know if I could really move to a lot of indie music out there.
Well,
there's some that has, you know, really good beats.
Yeah.
Like the Wombats.
Yeah.
But other than that, Jade, I need my pop music.
Yeah, well, see, so I found myself actually starting to learn more about your musical world from going out dancing to songs, to the point where, Dave, a couple of weeks ago, a Pussycat Dolls song came on and I knew what it was.
What worried me more, guys, was the day that Jade came to me and she told me that she liked a Miley Cyrus song.
Look, it's one song.
I'm sorry. That is the sign of the apocalypse. Jesus is coming back for sure now. I know he's around the corner because Jay just said that she likes Miley Cyrus. Party in the USA. There's nothing normal about that.
I like dancing to Party in the USA with a couple of our close friends here at Different Strokes.
Okay.
That's the extent of my Miley liking. I don't, you know.
I see you washing your hands of this, Jay.
I'm not playing. There's no Miley on my iPod. There's Beyonce on my iPod, but there's no Miley on my iPod.
Just want to set the record straight before she loses all her indie cred.
Yes, I totally have indie cred. Don't look at me that way.
No judgments. No judgments.
No.
Oh, Jay, look. When can we see you next on a dance floor? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Dave, I've spent some time I got my dance moves from a combination of places, right? Watching Ellen.
Oh, my God. Obviously. Ellen DeGeneres dancing. Yep. Amazing. Yes.
Ellen dancing. I've taken some of your moves, which your moves are kind of like really low down.
Sounds very dirty. Let's not describe the way I dance, Jade.
There's like a lot of lower body movement.
Yeah,
happening.
If we had a camera in the studio, you can see Jade kind of writhing, which is not the way I dance.
Yeah,
I
there's definitely thrusting involved. I'm sure of it. Oh,
God, I'm so embarrassed right now. I do not thrust.
And then
I'm a hip. I move my hips.
Yes.
I'm not really a feet mover when I'm dancing. I'm more of an upper body mover.
Yes, you kind of got there's thrust. It's thrust. It's thrusting.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's a couple of, you know, very good other friends of ours that have their own sort of dance styles, and I've taken from them and adopted them into my own super style, if you will. But I don't know. I'm starting to feel like maybe my time is over.
What?
Yeah.
No, you can't retire from the dance floor. Don't make me play Dancing Queen.
You know when you've got, you feel like you've got to end it at the top?
Please, this is not the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, just, you do what is fun for you. And for me, why I like going at clubbing is because I like dancing to, you know, my favorite songs. That's why I go out. So, you know, it's not about a competition. It's not about, you know, finishing off where, you know, you've got your super style dance moves and you don't want the public to see you fade away. It's not like a pop career.
Well, you know what? I've learned a couple of things about myself, Dave, and that's that I'm not that far away from your world.
No, I guess not. And over the years, you know, the urge to merge.
It's totally happened. And I prefer to go to boy venues to girl venues.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe, and now I'm just suggesting this,
Maybe
I should go to girl venues and check them out.
Maybe you should.
I don't know if I would like it, but that would be another Different Strokes adventure altogether.
That totally would be. I don't know if it's something that you want to do. I don't know that I will be going with you.
You're on your own there, Dave.
I don't know if they're playing Gaga there.
Or Miley Cyrus, but no one here is requesting Miley.
No,
trust me.
I'm not going to play Miley right now. It's okay.
You say that it's about pop artist versus character.
Pop artist versus character.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, you have been tweeting up a storm about this album. I can't wait to hear what you've got to say about it.
Christina Aguilera's brand new album, Bionic, is what we've got in the studio tonight.
Yeah.
This album, Jade, has been 4 years in the making.
Oh, really?
I know. And with pop music fans, what we like to do is we like to keep up to date mm-hmm. with who the artist is working with. And, we pounce on every opportunity, every bit of gossip, every bit of rumor that comes out about who might be appearing on the album,
yep.
who she's collaborated with. And let me just say, mm-hmm. fans of, I don't know if you're a fan of Christina Aguilera, Jade.
I know very little about Christina Aguilera.
But you know she's known for that kind of over-singing, that kind of big balladry.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what most people would know Christina for.
Yeah.
This album is a complete shift in paradigm.
Okay.
I was quite surprised, to be honest. She's teamed up with a bunch of really eclectic artists like Sia.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both love Sia.
Sia is a Different Strokes artist, yes.
Yes. MIA, Ladytron, Peaches. So mm-hmm. she's worked with all these artists that we wouldn't necessarily have matched her with.
Yeah, okay.
Which has been very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, Bionic, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, it's not that good and it's divided the fan base.
Yeah.
The jury's still out. It's kind of 50-50 out there with the response.
Yeah.
Some people like it. Not a lot of people I've heard love the new album.
Do you think that she will get any new fans out of it?
I don't know if she will. And I don't know if fans of like Sia or fans of all these other artists would come up and, you know, walk alongside this album as well, Jay.
Yeah.
Because although, you know, and this is the thing about this album, a lot of people are comparing it to Stripped. Now, you'll probably remember Stripped, Jade, because that was the album, and this was like 8 years ago.
Okay.
When I was still in high school, Stripped was massive. Gave her the hits like Dirty and Beautiful, which won her that Grammy. So yeah. These are iconic songs of her career. And for me, I think Bionic is her first return to wanting to make a current pop album.
Okay.
And because the last album, Back to Basics, was sort of like a concept album, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was referencing old school funk and soul, and it was meant to sound a bit more vintage and a bit more old school.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this time, when you play Bionic, you know she's trying to make current music. She's trying to tap into the mainstream now. And the problem with that is I don't think I've heard Christina Aguilera try to make an album like that in over 8 years. So, and she kind of sat out for 4 years, and a lot of things have happened in the last 4 years, Jade.
Yep.
You know, artists like Lady Gaga have come on, and she's, you know, constantly now being compared to Gaga. You know, a lot of people think she's ripping off Gaga and so forth.
Britney's dropped off the map.
Britney's on a whole other planet now, anyway. So, you know, the comparisons are still there, and I feel that Christina, you know, if she really wants to reclaim this album, she really has to fight very hard because the material is dividing her fans, and I think she might have just sat out for a bit too long.
Yeah. You think she should have just given it up?
No, I don't think so at all because I really like her.
Yeah.
But having said that, though, a lot of people are still a bit divided about the album. This is the first Christina Aguilera album I've actually liked from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 90% of the tracks I've liked.
Yeah.
See, she's one of those artists, Jay, that loves the sound of her own voice.
Really?
She can't cut her albums down to 10 tracks. That would just be... It's like asking her to give up her child. It's impossible. You know, a small album for her is like 18 tracks.
Oh, really?
And this one, Jade, has like Bionic, and I got the deluxe edition, and it's like 23 tracks.
Huh.
I know a couple of them are intros, but, you know, she loves the sound of her own voice.
Okay.
You know, she pads out these albums. So what you get with Bionic is it's a very varied soundscape.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of electronica. There's a bit of urban club R&B.
Mm-hmm.
They're the more stripped back piano ballads where Sia has written with her.
Yep.
They're the ones I think that are my favorite.
Do you think I'd give them a go?
I think you would give them a go.
Yeah.
You see, the thing about Bionic is I noticed that people would like parts of it.
Yeah.
And the jury's always out on who likes which part of the album.
Yeah.
There'll be some people who go, oh, I like the single Not Myself Tonight. I like the racier tracks. And other people will be like, oh, no, that's too processed. That's too dated. I really like the Sia tracks,
mm-hmm.
the more stripped back piano-based ballads. And then other people like the kind of 90s pop that she's doing on the album, tracks like Glam and Vanity.
Mm-hmm.
So... But I think what's interesting is that she's not over-singing anymore.
Okay.
I feel that for her, I think she's been in the industry for about 10 years or so.
Okay.
She doesn't need to sing like that.
Yeah.
You know, you get to a point where you've already proven yourself. You don't need to warble.
You don't need to show everything you've got.
Exactly. And I think it's more of a challenge. And I think people would actually like it if they heard Christina Aguilera try to sing in a different way.
Yeah.
So that's the highlight for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dave, interesting.
That last song got
I feel
you.
Very conflicted.
I know, because there's all sorts of things happening on
there's
that album.
There's all this random stuff going on. It didn't seem like it was... There was no clear flow about what was happening, really.
No, that's what a lot of people have been saying about the new Christina Aguilera album. They're saying that, you know, it's all over the shop, but the way she sequenced it actually kind of makes sense. So she's kept the clubby kind of urban tracks at the start of the album, and then there's like an interlude in the middle of the album and suddenly things slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bonus tracks tend to get a bit more electronica. There's a track that Ladytron produced towards the end of the album. So she's kind of going to moody electronica there as well. So, you know, it's very light and shade, which I think was the initial working title for the album. So, you know, people are either going to like the bottom half or the top half, but...
Sorry.
Are you being immature?
Yes. It wasn't my fault. Christina started it.
It's her and her kitty
yes.
in the album booklet that yeah. got you giggly.
Yeah, it is.
For God's sakes, Jade. In any case, well, Jade's being immature about Christina's kitty.
Yeah.
What we're going to play now is the second single from the album Bionic, and it's called Woohoo, which
It's one with the kitty picture.
It's
for those playing at home.
It's the one with the kitty picture. So we're going to hear more giggles from Jade here in the studio. Let's try to be grown up about this, okay. Jade.
Yeah. Deep breath.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up upon the hour, we have Sci-Fi and Scream. In the meantime, Jade, do you think you can contain it?
I'll try to.
It's a bit crass. I mean, I know it's not your thing, but it's kind of fun to dance to.
Yeah?
It's a bit vile, I have to say. The lyrics are very vile.
Oh, she's a bit naughty.
She's a bit naughty, but it's so catchy.
Yeah. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. That's all we got time for today. If you need to catch up with us during the week, you can do so if you go to joy.org.au/differentstrokes. You can become a fan of us on Facebook. You can find our blog. All of that kind of stuff. We are available and on Twitter. You know, there's too many ways to find out all of our information, really.
Our business is all over the interwebs.
It totally is all over the interwebs.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.